Welcome to the first ever Los Angeles Awards, where Glamgelinos around the globe voted on their favorite beauty brands, influencers, and products of the last year. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Press and go, just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Welcome back to the Los Angeles Awards. Say hello to your hosts, Kirby Johnson and Sarah Tan.
It's the first ever Los Angeles Awards. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. We're kind of dressed up.
I have a sparkly headband and Los Angeles merch on. So that's me dressing up.
I have a sparkly blazer on with some lipstick.
I love it. It looks like you're about to perform a number in Vegas. Yeah, like you're here for your residency.
Great. That's the only life I aspire to live, frankly. So we love to see it.
Brittany, Celine, Adele, Kirby.
Why is it the first person I thought of was the comedian from Hacks? I literally just went straight to Jean Smart. I'm like, if that's the life I'm going to live, then perfect.
She's living a good life.
She was. So we're so excited about this awards show because it's not a Kirby and Sarah thing. It really is the Glamgelino community.
You guys like hear all about our faves all year long.
Yep.
I'm excited to hear what our Glamgelinos love.
Yes. And so we asked y'all for your thoughts and suggestions on nominees. Those were very obviously taken into consideration when we formatted all of the categories and who should be a part of them. And then came time to vote. And we had over 2,000 Glamgelinos sign on to a Google form and vote.
You know how hard it is to get people to do that?
It really is hard. It's hard.
And they had to answer every single question. Like, they had to vote in every category. It's not like you could, like, just vote in one and exit. Like, you had to engage.
Commit.
I mean, thank you.
Okay. Without further ado, here is the Los Angeles Awards.
Okay. Okay, so the first award we are going to announce is New Brand of the Year. This was, I mean, every category, honestly, was stacked, but this was very stacked. The nominees are Ami Colle, Dew Skin, Good Light, Matter of Fact, Nails of LA, Refi, Soft Services, Simi Hayes, Uma by Sharon C, and Vacation Inc. And let me open my fake envelope. The award goes to
Ami Colle!
Yay! I mean, deserved.
Thank you guys so much. Oh my God, oh my God. This is Jaren Dye, the founder and CEO of Ami Colle, and I couldn't be more excited to win New Brand of the Year, especially having you guys vote, over 2,000 votes. I can't believe it. I'm super excited. We have so much more to do and to give the world. Thank you for lending us your ears, your heart, and your love, and your faces, your beautiful faces. Ami Colle, we have so much more to do and celebrate. Thank you so much, Sarah and Kirby.
Y'all heard Giada on the podcast, and we freaking love her. She's really just been killing it this year. I saw a tweet from her recently that was like, I now have like a multi-million dollar brand, and I started from literally nothing. So go off.
Go off.
Get your bag, girl. I hope you go buy yourself a Chanel and get a bomb massage. Go on a vacation.
Yes.
Do something for yourself. You've earned it.
Yes. Like everything about this brand, the branding, one, so gorgeous. Number two, the fact that Giada has such a strong background in beauty too. Like she knew exactly what she was doing. She knew exactly who her customer was and what they needed, and she delivered. The formulations are beautiful. She didn't launch with too many SKUs. It was just the right amount. Just, they're so beautiful and so, so good. They do not disappoint. And also like pretty affordable for like a luxury beauty product.
Yes. So the brand's three products that they first launched with, all award winning, the lip oil, the skin tint, and the highlight, all award winning. They later added the lash amplifying mascara, which is my personal fave. It is currently my mascara of choice. I have talked about this on the pod before. We've had Giada on the podcast, if you haven't listened to her episode. And what I really love about this brand is that it is a focus on quote-unquote melanin-rich skin, right? But it caters to every skin tone. The foundation of the brand is to bring joy. So that's why it's packaged in the bright orange. That's why the accent over the E is actually a smile. And I think that it really just perfectly puts everything together. So congrats to Ami Colle. Not the first award they've won, certainly not the last, but definitely one of the best brands of the year.
A Refinery, we awarded the skin enhancing tint. I like talked about it on KTLA. I feel like at this point, people might think that Giada is paying me slash us, but it's just that good. It's just that good.
The next category is Favorite Celebrity Beauty Brand. The nominees are About Face, Fenty Beauty, Flower Beauty, Happy Dance, Honest Beauty, Human Race, Keys Soul Care, Cora Organics, Pattern Beauty, and Rare Beauty. And the award goes to
Rare Beauty!
Shocker.
Shocker.
I am... color me shocked.
Hey, Los Angeles. This is Cynthia Gimeo, global makeup artist at Rare Beauty, and we are so thrilled we won an award. Thank you so much. Not only did Selena create amazing and easy-to-use products, but she also wanted to create a brand that can truly make a difference. And we can't do that without you. So thank you so much. We love Los Angeles, and thank you again to everyone who voted.
Rare won by a landslide. We've mentioned this before. This is why you start a celebrity beauty brand, because the fans will show up, especially the Selenators.
Selenators. So
this particular winner had the largest winning margin of any of the categories. Okay. I mean, it wasn't even close, to be quite frank. The jump was large.
And the other nominees are really good.
Yes, agreed. I love every single one of these brands. So the Selenators came out in full force. And honestly, before the Selenators found the awards, it was already winning. Yeah. So we know that the Glamjulinos love rare beauty. The brand was started in 2020. And one thing that we do love about it is that it spotlights mental health as a priority initiative with the creation of the Rare Impact Fund, which sees the brand donating 1% of all sales to the fund to ensure everyone has access to mental health resources. Sierra, what's your favorite rare beauty product?
I love the lip souffle. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
And the blush. Rare's blush is so good.
The blushes, I think, are the standout from the brand. But I'm not talking about the liquid blush. I love the cream.
Yep, the cream blush. That's what I was envisioning in my head.
I love the pods. I also really like her brightening primer.
Mm.
I put it on my neck.
Mm.
Sexy, very sexy. It's very sexy. And I also really enjoy using her skin setting mist.
Mm, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Way to go.
Congrats, Selena. We love you.
Congrats, Selena.
Selena. And thank you to all the Selenators. We hope that you stay, listen to our episodes, and beyond just participating in voting for Rare Beauty.
Enjoy.
The next category we have is for Best Beauty Innovation. Ooh. The nominees are Do Skin Forever Eye Masks, Droplet, Hero Skin, Opti Precision Skin System, Revlon Oil Absorbing Volcanic Face Roller, Tower 28 Sunny's Days SPF 30, and Vacation Chardonnay Oil. And the winner is Tower 28 Sunny Days SPF 30.
Hi, Glamjulinos. I'm Amy Liu from Tower 28, calling from sunny Los Angeles. I just wanted to call in and say thank you so much to Kirby, to Sarah, and also so thank you so much to you. I heard 2,000 people voted for us to be the Beauty Innovation of the Year Award with our Sunny Days Tinted SPF Foundation, and I'm kind of freaking out. It's pretty amazing to have the love and support from a community like yours that is just full of beauty insiders is everything. Thank you for trying your products, for voting, and happy holidays.
Okay, this was actually a really hard category. As I was watching people vote, it changed several times.
Ooh.
At first I thought Droplet might get it. Then I thought the Do Skin Forever Eye Masks might get it. As it turns out, Tower 28 prevailed. Here is a response from one of our Glamjulinos. They say, Tower 28 Sunny Days is not only the best sunscreen I've used, but the best foundation, period.
Oh.
With like 8 exclamation points. And I have to agree because my shade, 20, Melrose, I think 20 is Melrose. It's truly like the perfect match for my skin tone. And that's really hard because typically...
It's 15 Melrose.
Oh, sorry, 15 Melrose. Because typically it's either way too yellow mm-hmm. or way too red mm-hmm. when it comes to my foundation. And I always kind of have to like bronze my neck or something. And in this case, no. I'm going to straight up put it on.
Yes.
And it looks like my second skin.
Yes. And you know what I appreciate about like the reason why it matches so well is because Amy worked with like real makeup artists to help develop these shades, which I feel like sometimes brands forget to do. Like they forget yeah. to consult a makeup artist, which seems like obvious, but it's not. So that's like one of the reasons why this product is so successful, that it continues to be sold out all the time.
Yeah.
The fact that it has the National Eczema Association seal of acceptance is really big. It's great for all skin types, all sensitive skin types, alcohol-free, fragrance-free. And, you know, you got your sunscreen on. We all, you know, obviously, we always preach that here. Sun protection is important and key. We love a coverage product that has the SPF in it, that's not going to irritate our skin, that's able to work and match with all skin tones. So it's a winner. It's a winner in our books, and it's an official Los Angeles winner. So,
and I think, too, because there's been so much sunscreen drama the past year, having a sunscreen launch that has people actually excited, again, is really important because there was just so much drama in the SPF category.
And then it was going south. Like, people were like, I'm not wearing sunscreen because...
people were losing their minds.
I don't want to die.
Yeah. Yeah, we're like, you're not. You just need to wear the sunscreen. Also, just a note, when this product was announced, they had a 2,500 plus person waiting list. So people wanted it. They wanted it and they wanted it bad. Okay. The next category is for the brand that made the biggest difference in your routine, the Real Results brand nominees are Beautystat, Dr. Dennis Gross, Droplette, New Face, The Ordinary, Paula's Choice, Peach and Lily, Renee Rouleau, Shawnee Darden, and Virtue Labs. And the award for the Real Results brand goes to The Ordinary. Woo!
Hi, this is Nicola, CEO and co-founder of DefDM, creators of The Ordinary. And I am so, so excited and honored to win the award of the Real Results Brand of the Year at Gloss Angeles. It's one of our favorite beauty podcasts, and any award that's really voted by listeners, just so special. So just a huge thank you to everyone who's loved our brand, who's used our brand, and who's taken the time to vote for us in this award. I really miss just kind of being in America, being in LA, so I hope to get to see lots of you soon, and just a huge thank you for the ongoing support. Lots of love. See you soon, Nicola.
I didn't know where this was going.
Same.
I can't even remember who I voted for, to be honest.
I have this note from Stephanie, who is from California but now lives in Virginia. She says, I love the pod. I have learned so much. Especially love the glossary episodes where you cover ingredients. Oh, we need to do those, a couple more of those soon. That's where my favorite skincare brand comes in, The Ordinary. I'm on a budget but have been able to try things that you mentioned that have dramatically changed my skin. I especially love the episode on lactic acid. I was able to try it from The Ordinary and it gave my dull textured skin new life. I've tried and loved other products from them, but special shout out to their lactic acid serum. I love that I can try products from The Ordinary, and if they don't work out for me, I'm not heartbroken over the money I've spent. I was recently looking at pictures from this June and my skin looks completely transformed. I give your pod and The Ordinary all the credit.
Oh my God. We love to hear it. Oh my God. I'm so happy for you, Stephanie. I'm so happy for your skin. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Okay, wait. There's one more positive review from a listener. All she says is that her name is C from New York, and she says, The Ordinary, niacinamide 10%, it has completely changed my skin. And I first heard about it from this podcast, so thank you so much. The podcast is one of my faves. You girls are amazing and inspiring. Thank you for being such powerful women. Oh my God, thank you. I'm literally searching the form where people could like respond at the end, you know, on my browser.
Oh, I didn't know that you could even do that.
Yeah, so I'm just like searching like The Ordinary. So I have no idea what people are saying when I pull these up. So I'm not just like sharing these to pat ourselves on the back. So, so sweet. Thank you, C from New York.
We'll be back with more winners from categories like favorite guest episode, favorite skincare educator, and more. So stay tuned.
Hey, Kirby and Sarah. This is Gina from Toronto. Just wanted to say how obsessed I am with both of you and the podcast. Honestly, this year, actually all the years have been really tough since COVID started, and you guys are like the brightest spot in my week. Literally can't wait for Tuesdays and Fridays. No one talked to me while I'm listening. Just obsessed. Feel like you guys are best friends. Can I join your posse? That's it. Bye.
Hi, Kirby and Sarah. This is Kathleen from Costa Mesa. I'm 61 years old. I'm a grandma. And thanks to the two of you, I have tried and loved so many new-to-me products. Kate Somerville, Renee Rouleau, Good Light, Makeup by Mario. Of course, I voted for Mario as my favorite guest. And by the way, I've been using sunscreen and avoiding the sun since I was 25. And to be honest, my skin looks amazing. So all you girls, keep listening to Kirby and Sarah. Stay out of the sun and use your sunscreen. Love your show. Bye-bye.
And we're back.
Everyone got their popcorn refilled.
Coca-Cola, fountain soda.
Perhaps a wine, a white claw, or just just a glass of water.
That would be our award show. Yeah. When we have our official award show in person, everyone's served a white claw and a can. Forget the wine, forget the cocktails, you're getting a white claw.
Whatever beverage of choice, I hope that you refilled it during a commercial break. We are on to the next category, which is, favorite guest episode.
This is my personal favorite category.
Here are the nominees. Amanda Montell, Cultish, Bridget Hill, The Scalp Therapist, Donnie Davey of Euphoria, Jonathan Van Ness of JVN Hair, Marianna Hewitt of Summer Fridays, Mario Dedovanovic, Makeup by Mario, and Melissa Butler, The Lip Bar. Drumroll, please. Blah, 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 blah. And the winner is... It's a tie. It's a tie.
Bom, bom, bom.
Congratulations to Mario Dedovanovic and Melissa Butler. Woo! A tie.
Hey, guys. Mario here. I am so honored and excited to have won Best Guest Episode. I love sharing my story with you all on one of my all-time favorite podcasts. So thank you guys so much for listening, and I cannot wait to do it again.
Again, I was watching
a real-time results
for a minute. I was like, okay, the winner is clear. It's going to be Mario. But then I think either the Lip Bar or Melissa was like, hey, listen, y'all need to get out there and vote. And then they kept on going back and forth. It was like one on top of the other, one on top. By the time we closed voting, they were in a dead tie, which personally I'm thrilled about because Melissa's episode is one of my absolute favorites. I love her story.
Same.
And maybe you've heard it before, but if you haven't, you absolutely need to go back and listen. Started off on Shark Tank, then got endorsements from Michelle Obama. Just an incredible story, an incredible human. And then Mario. Mario got so vulnerable with us. We had so many messages after that episode.
I was so surprised. Like, Mario is such a big deal. You know, Mario does press. Like, we just thought we'd have, you know, some time with him and he would give us the beauty brand founder spiel, but he did not. He really opened up to us in a way that so many of our listeners connected with and really, really appreciated and made us fall even more in love with him and his products, which we already are in love with. So it's no wonder it was a dead tie.
We have a response. And this is from Megan in Arlington, Virginia. She says, I loved the episode with Mario Dedovanovic. It was such a wonderful interview and Mario's story is so inspiring. I got a real sense of how genuine and caring he is as a person and how he is such a passionate artist as well. I enjoyed it so much. So I wanted to support his brand and bought a few of his products. I'm loving the cream blush stick right now. Look forward to trying more from his line. I love the pod and your refreshing perspective on the beauty industry. Thank you, ladies, for making such great informative content. Megan, thank you.
Megan, thank you.
You. We just love our Glamgelinos so, so much. These responses I want to print out and like put on the wall.
I know.
The nominees for the best makeup brand are, and by the way, all of these are in alphabetical order. I just wanted to put that out there. Everything is in alphabetical order. Charlotte Tilbury. ColourPop, Danessa Mirix, Kosas, Live Tinted, Makeup by Mario, Maybelline, and NYX Professional Makeup. And the award goes to, you know who it is,
Charlotte Tilbury.
Yeah. Okay. So,
of course,
besides the fact that like Charlotte is so important to Sarah and I. Charlotte Tilbury, if you ever get the chance to meet this woman, she's on another level.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
She's living in another playing field. Like,
iconic.
Another plane.
Iconic.
Icon. I've had this woman literally rub my legs with supermodel body in the middle of an interview. She's just out there. But that's why so many people are obsessed with her, right? She makes such great products. I'm never disappointed. I love the, I'm going to butcher all the names. The Hollywood Glow, I love. I love the new Blush Wand. The Blush Wand? It's next level. It's truly chef's kiss. I, of course, if I'm going to talk about any lip product, you already know. You already know
we
it.
We already know.
Pillow Talk is it.
I have to say, I was talking to Daphne, who's did my makeup. She's a makeup artist. She did my makeup for the weekend, and she had like all of the Charlotte Tilbury and like used all of it on me. We were talking about how just like it makes you look the way that you want to look. Do you know what I mean? Like when you use her beauty products, like you're like, I want to look and feel pretty and glamorous. And that's exactly how you feel after using Pillow Talk, her beautiful eyeshadows. Like it just makes you feel so sexy in like an instant, you know? It's like such a pleasure using her products.
Oh my God, that should be a new product name, Sexy in an Instant.
That sounds like one of her products.
That's our new merch, Sexy in an Instant.
Just throw on the sweatshirt. You'll be sexy in an instant. Yes. She also shared a fun fact that I didn't know about Charlotte Tilbury, was that she was the creative director for Tom Ford, which I had no idea, which you're like, well, that makes sense. That's why Tom Ford Beauty is so good.
You know, it's like Pat McGrath being behind the scenes of
right
all of those brands at one point. You know
totally
what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. So I personally love the Light Wonder Foundation and also the Magic Foundation. Those are two of my faves. Like, talk about shade matching. Like, it looks like my skin.
I haven't tried one of those. I can't remember which one.
I think it was the Magic one you said.
Yeah, yeah. I need to get that. I need to get that on my face immediately.
It's so good.
Okay, some Glamgelino reviews. Through the extreme saturation of the beauty market and extremely fast cycling of trends, Charlotte Tilbury Beauty has continued to stay relevant. Their products are beautiful and they work. Crystal, an Angelino living in London.
Okay, beauty editor.
Okay, ma'am.
Like, what a beautifully written statement that was.
We have Victoria, and she says, I voted for Charlotte Tilbury for best makeup brand by far, obsessed with everything and looking forward to new 2022 goodies. We have Charlotte Tilbury is simply the best. Every product is life-changing and so easy to use. I would have to agree. Charlotte Tilbury, the most beautiful quality product. We have so many reviews for Charlotte. Like, a lot of people from San, someone just wrote, Charlotte Tilbury, San Diego. Glamgelino from San Diego.
Yeah. Mic drop. Mic drop.
Love it.
Are we ready for the next category, everyone?
Yes. Yes, we are.
In the category of favorite skincare educator, the nominees are Caroline Hirons, Charlotte Palermino, Dr. Angelo Langeschina, Dr. Ranella Hirsch, Dr. Shireen Idris, Esther Olu, Michelle Wong, Renee Rouleau, and Susan Yara.
I love all of these options. So this was like Sophie's choice.
Totally. Which is why I'm like, I'm excited that we don't have to decide the winner. This is on you guys.
Agreed.
So the winner is Charlotte Palermino.
Los Angeles. What a time to be alive. Be able to help people figure out what works for them and the history of why our beauty culture is where it is. It is an absolute privilege that you guys thought of me. So merci, je vous aime. I'm going to go cry happy tears now. Thank you. Merci. Bye.
Charlotte is synonymous with beauty content in the year of our Lord 2021.
I was going to say, like, this was her year. Like, she rose up to the top.
100%. And she has rabid fans. Let's read a few of the reviews.
Oh,
I love, love, love Charlotte Palermino. I followed her on Instagram for quite some time now, and I'm constantly looking forward to what knowledge she's going to drop next. It's clear she's extremely passionate about what she does and very well educated on it as well. Let's not forget that she and her skin are absolutely gorgeous. Literally.
Flawless.
Sometimes when she posts, I'm like, ma'am, you, the genetics are there, but also give me whatever you're putting on your face.
Like, it always looks so dewy.
This was from Humana from Ontario, Canada.
Okay, Canada.
Tell us about it.
Oh my god.
Humana.
A boot.
Tell us
a boot.
A boot it. Tell us a boot it.
Okay, is that right?
No, I really. You know what? Canadians are nice. That's what I'll throw that out there. You are among heroes like Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling, Justin Bieber, Drake, the Degrassi team. Literally so many fabulous people from Canada.
Simu Liu, he's Canadian.
Oh, he's Canadian? Hey. Okay. Glamgelino Hannah from Boston says, I found Charlotte Palomino's Instagram earlier this year, and it was honestly such a breath of fresh air. She breaks down skincare in a very accessible and factual way that makes it so much easier to understand. I also like how she tries to combat the fear-mongering that happens in the industry. Let's do one more little review. This is from Benjamin, and he says, Charlotte Palomino, the best, amazing, funny, inclusive, smart. Everyone should be following her. I wake up and go look for her story or posts. She fuses skincare with the science behind it so well and makes it easy to understand. The older sister I never had. Wow.
Oh my God. I want to be someone's older sister that they never had.
Benjamin, we love to hear it. Thank you for writing in. Congratulations to Charlotte Palomino. You can show your respects by following her on the internet and supporting her brand, Do Skin, which was nominated for two other categories. Okay, this is the big kahuna. This is the category. This was the biggest category. It was the largest, the most nominees, but we felt like we needed to include as many as possible because there are so many iconic beauty products now that deserve their shine. All right, so this is the last category of the awards. It's the hero. The hero is a product that's become a tried and true fan favorite and will go down in beauty history as an iconic product.
Can
the nominees are.
Can we play Mariah Carey? Can we afford to play her?
No. We can't afford it. We can't afford her or her licensing in any shape, way, or form. The nominees are, and buckle up, there's a lot of them. Augustinus Botter The Rich Cream. Beauty Bakery Aqua Glass Foundation. Dove Body Wash. Dyson Airwrap. Elta MD Sunscreen. Clorane Dry Shampoo. La Mer Creme de la Mer. Laneige The Lip Mask. L'Oreal Paris Voluminous Mascara. NARS Radiant Creamy Concealer. Neutrogena Hydro Boost. Oribe Dry Texturizing Spray. Peach and Lily Glass Skin Refining Serum. Rene Rouleau Anti-Bump Solution. Shawnee Darden Retinol Reform. SkinCeutical CE Ferulic. Sunday Riley Good Jeans. Super Goop Unseen Sunscreen. Tatcha Dewy Skin Cream. And Vaseline. And the winner is the Dyson Airwrap. What y'all know about the Dyson Airwrap? We literally do not get paid to talk about this product, and we talk about it every damn day.
We didn't pick the winner. This is you guys.
We didn't pick the winner. I will say, do you know who a close second was?
Vaseline.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Slugging. Slugging's impact. Charlotte Palomino's impact.
Exactly.
Sarah and I have both waxed poetic about why we love the Dyson Airwrap.
I voted for Dyson Airwrap.
I think I voted for it too, but hold on. Oh, okay. We have two reviews for the Dyson. The Dyson Airwrap changed my life. I feel the same way. I have been letting my hair air dry for 10 years and now use the Airwrap every other week. It lasts me 5 days with no damage to my blonde hair. Obsessed. And this is from Rachel in LA.
Oh my God, Rachel. Every once a week?
Damn, that's incredible. I will say, when I do my hair with the Dyson Airwrap, it holds so long.
Yeah.
Like, it's incredible.
Sometimes I will, if I like take a shower at night and wash my hair, like I have to Dyson it, Airwrap it, even though it's like I'm not going anywhere, so that and when I sleep on it the next morning, my hair looks nice.
Same. I love it. Okay, and this, there's nobody attributed to this, but it says, it's Anon, a little Ananda. I have been using my Dyson Airwrap for about a month and never in my life have I been so confident about my hair.
Oh, I love, that's what matters.
That is what matters. Okay, everyone, that's the end of the Los Angeles Awards for 2021. We'll be back with another one in 2022. But we are so thrilled for these winners. and we are so thrilled that you participated. Before we go, I feel like we should read Matt and Patrick's picks. I was going to say we should share our picks, but then I feel like that would...
No. Let's not. The fact that I already revealed that I voted for the Dyson, I gave away too much.
Okay. Here's who Patrick voted for. Little Patrick Muldowney.
I can't wait.
Budding Glamgelino.
Budding? He's not budding.
He's not. Okay, I'm actually surprised by this. For new brand of the year, he voted for Vacation Inc. We stan a sun care king.
And like, he appreciates good branding moment.
Yep. His favorite celebrity beauty brand?
Rare. A Selenator. Undercover.
Who knew Patrick was a Selenator? Best beauty innovation?
Droplet.
Yes!
Droplet. I knew it. Droplet. He's not wearing Sunny Days.
No, he's not, sadly. Okay, Real Results brand.
Did he vote for Renee?
Yes, he
did. Oh my gosh.
I was dying when I saw this. I'm like, oh, obey Renee. Okay, little Patrick Muldowney.
I feel like if Matt voted, he probably voted for Renee as well. Because he like bugs me every time he runs out of like her products.
Who do you think he picked for favorite guest episode?
JVN?
No. Okay. Amanda no. Montel. Mm-hmm. Cultish. Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah, thank you.
We love intellectual. Best makeup brand. This one like cracks me up. I love that he literally voted. I mean, he had to, but I love that he like put thought into this. It wasn't just like, it doesn't look like random. He went through and actually thought about
Mario.
This. Yes.
So cute.
Basically, he was like, if they're on the podcast, I'm voting for them.
Smart.
Favorite skincare educator.
I don't know. Did he pick Susan?
No, he picked Renee.
Renee Stan.
He picked Renee.
We love our Renee Stans.
He's a Renee Stan. Okay, and the hero. This one kills me because when he told me this and I went and looked, I was like dying that he picked this.
The creme?
No. But he uses this product because I gave it to
him.
The
body wash.
No.
Oh.
He was like, is it supposed to tingle a little bit?
Oh, the C. Ferulic?
No, it's Sunday Riley Good Jeans. The lactic acid.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I didn't even see that on here. Yes. Oh my God, he uses Sunday Riley?
Yeah, I gave him Sunday Riley. I gave him Tidal and I gave him, no, I didn't give him Juno. I gave him the retinol one, Luna.
Wow.
I gave him Luna. And I told him, please don't mix. Please don't mix.
Man, I am impressed by his regimen.
I know. Okay, Matt, new brand of the year. Guess. This is so easy.
Good Light.
No. He picked Nails of LA, obviously.
Yeah. What a supportive husband.
Okay. For celebrity beauty brand of the year. This is actually an interesting pick.
Did he pick Happy Dance?
Yes, he did.
Oh, he does like Happy Dance. And he also likes Kristen
Maybe
Bell.
I was going to say, I was like, he knows that you two are best friends now. Best beauty innovation. Mm.
Did he pick the droplet?
Oh, no.
What did he pick?
Tower 28.
Oh, okay.
Look at him being on trend.
Oh, wow.
Okay, his Real Results brand was?
Renee.
No.
Peach and Lily?
Yes.
Okay. He pays attention.
He's an inclusive king. He likes to make sure that he gets that Asian representation in there.
Yes, he does.
Favorite guest episode?
Did you pick JVN?
No.
Yeah, Amanda.
Yes.
When Amanda sent us the book, he was like reading it before I like even had a chance to like open the first page. Like he was like, I want to read this. I was like, give me a second.
Good for him.
Oh, jeez. Who doesn't love Amanda?
True. I think he phoned this one in, but who do you think he picked for best makeup brand?
Did he pick ColourPop?
Yes, he did.
Okay. I mean, budget friendly.
He's got a daughter to provide for now.
Exactly. And there was some... It was Cosmetify or whatever. It reported that like ColourPop is like the most popular makeup brand in America.
Makes sense. Also, they took us to the Lakers game.
Oh, they took us to the Lakers game. That's what it was. That's what it was.
Okay. Favorite skincare educator. Who did he pick?
Renee.
Yep.
Obey Renee.
And his hero product was?
The creme?
No. Does he use the creme?
No. I don't even know if he uses. Did he pick one that he seems like he'd use?
Yeah.
Oh, Renee.
Yes. The anti-bump solution.
That is in his side of skincare in the bathroom.
So what we've decided is that our partners in life are not only Renee stans, but they love some Amanda Montel.
Amanda stans.
We absolutely support this.
We love to see it.
No problems there. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the Los Angeles Awards, to all the brands. Congratulations for being nominated. Honestly, we do this little podcast. It's a hobby. It brings us joy to do it. And when we get responses from y'all that it makes you happy or it's a bright light in your week, it truly warms our hearts. So thank you so much for listening and showing all of the support the past year.
So this is our last episode of the year. We are going to be taking our annual little mini hiatus until the new year because we have many things to celebrate. We are Capricorns. It's Kirby's birthday. Then it's my birthday. You know, we got Christmas, New Year's, all the good things. And we want to make sure that we rest and recharge for next year so we can bring you guys even better content in 2022. Which it sounds weird when you say 2022, doesn't it?
Yeah. Wow.
Like, I'm like, that's wrong, right? It's 2020.
We're trudging into the roaring 20s already. It's crazy.
Yeah. So that doesn't mean that, you know, you can't access us. We'll be on social. Follow us on Los Angeles on Instagram. Check our websites. Order some merch. Spotify, obviously. Apple, if you're still like me and are ancient and listen to podcasts that way. But we will be back. We will be back and better than ever. But enjoy your guys's the rest of 2021. And we'll see you next year.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.